Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you can tell me who sang it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you know, probably.
I know.
Oh, I love that song so much. It's so good. Icicle Works, by the way, if you don't remember the 80s. Hey, 611 here on News Radio.
Really scream.
Right? I know, right? Yeah. 611 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Did you happen to catch President Biden's remarks in Maui? Because this has been pretty widely reported. And widely reported as a cringy. But stick around because I have a lot to say about this. Here's the part that's made the news. Okay, here's the part that's made the news.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside,
what? So he's talking to the people who have lost homes and loved ones in their whole city, and it's the aftermath of this horrible event where more than 100 people are dead and probably a lot more than that because there's, what, almost 1,000 missing now, 800 missing still. And he's talking about how he can relate because there was a fire in his home one time a long time ago and his Corvette almost got destroyed. Okay, that's kind of how people are talking about this story. There's more, though. I want to give him, you know, the full time here. Hang on.
I watched the firefighters, the way they responded. You know, there's an old expression. I grew up right across the street from a fire hall in Claymont, Delaware. And the expression is, God made man, then he made a few firefighters.
What?
You're all crazy, thank God. The only people who run into flames to help other people. And they ran into flames, saved my wife, and saved my family. Not a joke.
So, fact check real quick. Jill was the one who called the fire department. She was already outside the house. The firefighter did not run into the house to rescue her. It was a small fire in just the kitchen of the house. It was described by the fire chief in proximity to the event as an insignificant fire because they didn't have to call additional companies or do anything special to rescue anybody, and nobody was injured, and it took them about 20 minutes to get it under control. So no firefighters rushed in to save the family. In other accounts, he's lied about this and said that firefighters themselves had their lives at risk. No, none of that. He's exaggerating. Okay, but still, he had a miniature home fire that he's using as a bonding mechanism for these people. And the way a lot of conservatives have responded to this is, well, how dare you? You know, you got people have died. Homes have been totally destroyed. Kids and there's some really awful stuff relating to kids in this whole event. But kids are missing and you don't know what's happened to them. I didn't read it that way, and I'll tell you why. Because I listened to not just this speech, but I listened to this speech and the one he did earlier right after having walked the devastated area with his wife. And I think it's an off-target criticism of the president. Now, when you play just that section, that 80 seconds or so in isolation, it and yes, I mean, he's exaggerating and he's lying about the event. Or, well, I mean, lying requires him to know the truth. He may not remember the truth accurately because, you know, he embellishes so many things. I mean, that's all true, okay? But you've always got to take comments in their context. And in the context of both the earlier speech and the later speech, where he's wearing the lei is where this one took place, the president's greatest strength is as consoler-in-chief. He gets loss. He gets death. He understands grief and sorrow and anguish. And he even says, you know, I don't want to compare these things. I mean, it's a small giveaway, but he says, after this one story, he specifically says, after telling this fire story,
the smoke, and the firefighters here can tell you, sometimes smoke is so thick from the windows out, it was that thick inside the home. And we were insured. We did not have any problem. But being out of our home for better part of a year was difficult. I can only imagine what it's like to lose your home completely, burn to the ground, and more importantly, all the things that matter to you, from that ring he gave you when you were 19 years old.
See, I mean, I think this is pretty powerful stuff. And I think, frankly, he makes it clear he's not trying to say they're the same. And he has a whole bunch of other comments that were very emphatic and very appropriate. And we'll get to some of this in a second. But again, I've seen a lot of conservatives criticizing the president for this one section of the speech. And yes, he embellishes or lies or whatever you want to call it. But give the man credit where it's due. He's actually very, very good at speaking about grief and loss and pain. In fact, he turns to that direction so frequently, it's really a defect, but he's very good at that thing. It's a speed that Trump just doesn't have, right? The consoler-in-chief role doesn't have that speed. Joe Biden has that gear, right? So we'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, the only thing that we're watching is a scenic highway in Whisper Way, and it's a possible sinkhole forming in the state-owned parking lot that's just off Highway 90, and this is just south of the exit 10A, but 17, the Dairy Queen, near the Dairy Queen. It's that little parking lot there, that state-owned parking lot off Highway 90. So use caution because of a possible sinkhole, and that little area is closed right now. And that's the only thing I'm seeing right now. If you have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So back to the speech, Kenny. Thanks so much for that. Back to the speech by President Biden. Again, I think the criticism is... some portions of it are a little bit fair because, again, he's exaggerating. But generally speaking, this was in a larger presentation that was, I thought, very powerful, very effective, both this and earlier in the day. But, like, for example, he started this whole speech talking about his daughter one time when he was having trouble leaving him a message that was meaningful to him.
And I was having a particularly tough time at one point years ago. And my daughter taped on my mirror a quote from Kierkegaard. He said, faith sees best in the dark. Faith sees best in the dark. When things look the most bleak, that's when we need faith. Faith in our family, faith in ourselves, and faith in our God.
Right. And again, talking to the people who have suffered this devastation. And he later on, after the comments about the miniature fire that they had at the house quite a while ago, he even says, you know, I can sort of only imagine, as I played that for you, and I don't know, you know, and losing your loved ones, like how painful that must be.
From that special letter that came for your son or your daughter.
This is the possessions.
The little
he's gonna
things
get there
that matter most. The album, the family albums. All of it is a touchstone to all the things we care about and lose. And many of you have lost more than just that. Many of you have lost family, not even sure where some are.
And again, he has a basis for making this statement, right?
I've had a similar experience. I was a young senator being taken care of, not a joke, by Danny Inouye, who was my mentor.
He's a senator from Hawaii.
I was 29 years old. I wasn't old enough to be sworn in as a senator yet. And for 36 years, I was listed as the poorest man in Congress, so I didn't get there based on my income. And what happened was, I was down in Washington interviewing for staff. After I was elected on December 18th, before I was sworn in, and I got a phone call from my fire department saying they had to come home immediately. There had been an accident. Tractor trailer had broadsided my wife Christmas shopping with my three children. She was killed. My baby was killed. And my two boys were thought not to make it initially.
Again, he knows loss and grief. And he also understands, because, you know, one of the comments that I've heard made about this is, you know, he's telling people about this small electrical fire when people's kids are missing. Yeah, but he understands that too.
So I have a little bit of a sense what it's like driving from Washington to Wilmington, 150 miles, wondering what in God's name is it going to be like when I get to the hospital. Only worse than losing someone is not sure whether you've lost someone. Not sure whether my heart goes out to you, Jill and I, it aches for you, those of you who are trying to determine whether or not the person who is missing and unaccounted for reasons that are devastating.
So I'm telling you, there's at least two lessons to learn from this particular incident. Lesson number one is why I don't let other people cut my audio for me. Because this, you know, you see the video on Twitter or on YouTube, you see the minute even, and you feel like, well, I've got the context. No, you don't. I like to watch whole events. I like to watch whole speeches, because if you don't, then you run the risk of having things taken out of context. And even with the fair criticisms of that description of the fire, this largely was taken out of context. And in context, it's a very effective presentation, a very powerful, empathetic speech. The other thing is, never let yourself get caught in the trap of, I hate this person, therefore everything they do is absurd and stupid and ridiculous. Because hate will blind you. I mean, it absolutely will. You've always got to look at the things that people you dislike in isolation as individual events. What are they doing in this case, and is it good or bad? And praise when praise is due. Much like if somebody you really admire and like them and love them, you got to be willing to see the things they do wrong. Because every good person has their flaws, and every bad person has their virtues. And this is one of those cases where, out of context, and people who want to hate Biden, and trust me, I'm not a fan, but people who want to hate Biden will find a way. And this is an example of where you can wind up saying something really off target just because you're led by that. Well, I just hate him, and so everything he does must be ridiculous. Oh, here's an example of something ridiculous he did. Just be careful. 624 on, you got to be fair to people. 624 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Get ready to get down with the legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty, shake your booty, booty.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Are your men on the right pills?
Get up!
Maybe you should execute that traitor.
Dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
Anybody over 40 is swaying back and forth. So, Candy, you don't heard this song, right?
I have never heard this. I'm only 29. God, I remember with musical youth, right?
That's right.
God, I remember that.
We're doing obscure 80s music today for 200, please.
Yeah, right.
628 on News Radio 92.3. A little bit late to it. Tell them about the traffic this morning.
Oh, me? Okay.
Yes, you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The only thing we're watching out for today is a sinkhole. You
what?
Heard that? I know. Off Scenic Highway and Whisper Way, there's a state-owned parking lot just off that area, right off 90, right near the Dairy Queen, to give you for a candy landmark.
Yeah.
A canned mark. Look at me.
Oh, good one.
Anyway, there's a sinkhole there, so be careful. So it's possible sinkhole forming in the state-owned parking lot, so use caution. Again, that's just south
of the
Dairy Queen.
That's the commuter lot before you get to the...
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. That's scary as heck, but be careful.
And we haven't had rain. Like, what caused that?
God.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't know.
Anyway,
he hates Pensacola. Have you been
Stop
here?
It.
I know, right? Traffic tip, 6437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thanks, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Big heat wave hitting most of the central U.S. The National Weather Service says that record high temperatures are forecast all across the central U.S. for the next few days, and heat warnings and advisories in place in 17 different states today. India, hoping to make history by being only the fourth nation to land a spacecraft on the moon later on this morning. If successful, the Chandrayaan 3 would be the first space module to land on the lunar south pole.
Following up on the crash that the Russians successfully completed.
Right. It was a good one. It was a good
crash.
And the moon landing actually is scheduled for just about an hour here at 7:34 this morning.
Nice.
And a UPS strike apparently off the table. Members of the Teamsters Union ratified a 5-year deal with the company. The union announced yesterday that 86% of their members voted for the new contract.
All right. Very interesting. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, we got a text in for sorry. Hey, I'm not over 40, and you bet I was swaying. Nice. All right. I appreciate that. Oh, that's good. I like it. Hey, coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk to Bruce Woody. He is the executive director at ECUA. As you know, rates are going to go up, and we'll talk about that. Plus, the city completely ditching its recycling. That's not news, but it is the kind of thing we want to remind you about that is coming out. We'll be talking to DC Reeves about that coming up at 7:35 this morning. David, you have local news after Fox. What's on the agenda?
Well, we'll talk more about that recycling change here right after Fox.
Fox
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. It's debate day. The GOP presidential hopefuls are going to take to the stage in Milwaukee tonight.
These guys have to make sure they're not just showing that they're worthy to step on the stage, but worthy to run the free world.
That's New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Despite leading in the polls, former President Donald Trump is not going to be in attendance. Tomorrow, he's expected to turn himself in Fulton County, Georgia, to face election fraud charges. His former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is expected to turn himself in today. The judge in the case says cameras will be allowed in the courtroom when the trial gets underway. Tropical Depression Harold tearing through Texas up to the southwest.
An interesting situation. We have Hillary and Harold, the remnants of both of those systems, moving in towards the desert southwest and up into the Great Basin and the Rockies. So this is pretty amazing.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 80 in Pensacola this morning. Looks like a nice morning out there. Well, the city of Pensacola does say that all options are still on the table as they're looking to revamp their recycling and sanitation services. And starting October 1st, the curbside recycling program in the city ends.
We are going to find a better way, whether that's select materials, whether that's an assisted drop-off site, whether that's an opt-in for a fee, an opt-in where those people are now financially motivated to lower contamination, not just have a second garbage can.
That's Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says they've been working with ECUA to find that solution. Reeves says they're looking for a new option, but he does say the city does not have plans to just walk away from recycling. Whatever that choice is that they decide on, that'll be rolled out in a one-year pilot program. Pensacola man facing child pornography charges. A search warrant served at a home on North Point Drive yesterday. PPD says 27-year-old Joseph Stewart was arrested Tuesday afternoon facing multiple charges related to that investigation. Starting to learn a little bit more about that fire last week at Southern Recycling on Merrick Street. PPD Fire Chief, Pensacola Fire Chief Ginny Craner giving an update yesterday at the city press conference.
So what was burning at that fire were tires, shredded and compressed metal. Some of that metal is combustible metal, which reacts violently with water, which is a disadvantage, which created a lot of that smoke. The wind direction was headed straight toward the bayou and up into the air. So based on the wind direction and the materials burning, it was determined that we needed to apply water.
And Craner says they did use water, a whole lot of it, 1.5 million gallons as they worked to extinguish that fire, as well as some biodegradable surfactant that helps the materials to absorb into the water. And Craner says that despite the potentially hazardous materials that were burning, there was no need for a shelter-in-place order because of the wind speed and the direction. She also gave an update on a firefighter that was hurt that night. That firefighter reportedly is doing okay now after falling into the bayou from a seawall. Florida lawmakers recently wrote a letter to the Secretary of U.S. Veterans Affairs about neglect at their Miami facility, which reportedly doesn't even have working air conditioning. And there's no major issues like that at the Pensacola VA, but there are still challenges for veterans seeking care. A big backlog, long wait times for appointments. Senator Rick Scott says the nation's veterans deserve to be treated well at the VA.
And with regard to health care, you should get the best health care in the world. What we've got to do is we've got to create a system that, one, we have the right equipment, the right facilities, but we have measurement to make sure we are the best. And that's why the VA has to constantly get better. It's very frustrating. There's wonderful people at the VA, wonderful people that work at the VA, but often the bureaucracy gets in the way of doing good things.
And Scott says fixing issues with the VA is personal for him. He served in the Navy. His father also was a veteran of the U.S. Army. Florida's Ethics Commission needs a new leader. Chairman Glenn Gilzayan resigned yesterday because of a possible conflict of interest. 3 months ago, Gilzayan was appointed administrator of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. Ethics Commission members, though, are not allowed to hold public employment. Gilzayan said he didn't realize there'd be a conflict until last week. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get an update on traffic and sinkholes from Candy.
It's just so bizarre, man. But again, not surprising because it's Pensacola. Scenic Highway. This is at 17, mile marker 17, if you're coming off of I-10 right near that Dairy Queen. there is a state-owned parking lot, and this is just south of the DQ there, Whisper Way in Scenic Highway, and they're showing a possible sinkhole forming. So that little area is closed. And they're saying, of course, use caution. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very hot and humid day today with temperatures near 100 degrees. Feeling much warmer overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 80s. We're going to stay hot as we go into your Thursday. Temperatures near 99 degrees, feeling much warmer. Thursday night, temperatures dropping back into the 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 80 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 77 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. One way home builders are making their product more affordable is by shrinking. Smaller homes can help cost-constrained buyers face high mortgage rates, and they also boost the bottom line for builders who are contending with spiraling labor and construction costs. Since 2018, the average unit size for new housing starts has decreased 10% nationally to 2,420 square feet. Home sizes are shrinking the most in some of the hotter markets of previous years. The Seattle area, where the size of newly built homes is 18% smaller than it was 5 years ago, tops the list. New homes in Charlotte and San Antonio shrank by 14%. The FAA is expected to hold runway safety meetings at 90 major airports through September as part of its ongoing effort to prevent close calls between aircraft. The FAA has been eyeing this goal after several close calls occurred earlier this year. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast. Or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
You know, if you've got a project to do around the home, you've got some repairs, maybe a remodel that you're working on, or maybe you build homes for a living. I don't know where your like level of skill is. I'm at a one on this scale, by the way. I'm not bragging. I'm at the low end. But you know, I still do some things in Pensacola Hardware. That's the place to go, not just to buy your supplies, especially if you build homes. I mean, my goodness, that's exactly what they're geared around is helping, you know, professional builders. But to get the advice. Like, how should I do this? If you've run across a problem you can't solve, or, you know, like an old boss of mine always said, I only want you to come to me for two situations, Andrew, when you aren't sure what to do and when you are. You know, because that's how you find out that maybe you shouldn't have been so sure, because they'll help you avoid the problem. And especially if you're a professional and you run into something you've never run into before, they can tell you how to solve it, how to make sure the code's met. They probably know the inspectors, so they can tell you, you know, here's how to make sure that you pass the inspection, that you're doing it properly. Like, that kind of real knowledge, that institutional knowledge, is just not available everywhere. But Pensacola Hardware, they've been around forever, and that's just their way of doing things. 1851, the oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. It's just kind of amazing that we have that resource here. Building, rebuilding, and remodeling Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I really do think that this would be an interesting sociology experiment for someone, in the fact that I totally understand some of the anxiety is that for many years, whether somebody's emptied every drop of syrup out of their syrup bottle or have folded and broken down their cardboard boxes, all that time and effort and energy to do something good for the environment and good for our community, and then to say that we're not going to do it anymore is a drastic change. So I sympathize with that.
Yeah, you know, if you live in the city of Pensacola, recycling is going to go away. That's Mayor D.C. Reeves. And that means that, you know, at your home, unless you're willing to go take it to some, you know, site where it can be sorted for you, which, you know, where would that be? You're going to start throwing your aluminum cans in the trash can. You're going to start throwing your plastic ragu and the milk jug in the trash can because there's just trash. There will be no more recycling. And that's going to feel super weird for a lot of people, for sure, and make them feel unhappy, I'm sure, about that as well. Joining us now, we have Bruce Woody. He is the executive director at ECUA. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you. So yesterday, your board voted, unanimously? Did everybody vote for this rate increase?
Yes, they did.
And that's what, 5% on the water and sewage and a 9.5% increase on what y'all call sanitation, what we used to call garbage and recycling, but right, anything that goes to the landfill, basically, or to the recycling center, right?
That is true. For our customers that use an average of 6,000 gallons a month, that equates, the water and sewer increase equates to $3.33 a month. For those who have our trash service as well, that equates to $2.87.
And this, the way you explained it to me when we talked last month was this is primarily the half of the increase, as in the 5% on the water, is due to the various cost increases that we've all seen through inflation over the year. And then on the sanitation side, half of it, about that 5%, is cost, employment costs, all this stuff. And then the other is because of the increased cost due to recycling, people doing it poorly and having to pay landfill tipping fees for the contaminated loads. Is that basically right?
Yes, on the water, wastewater. Let me rephrase a little bit on the sanitation side.
Oh, okay.
Original request from suggestion from staff was about 3.5% increase for just rising costs in general.
Okay.
I think we did some pretty good belt tightening on the sanitation side, but the rest of it, the remaining 6%, is absolutely related to recycling. But the important message I want to leave this morning is that ECUA remains committed to recycling. We have a recycling facility that provides regional services throughout the entire Florida panhandle, and the majority of our customers, despite this increase in tipping fee out at the MRF, are sticking with us, and we're still providing service at the curb.
So, question about the impact of the city stopping its recycling program, at least for now. They say they might go to an optional opt-in kind of program. How does that affect you guys financially?
We have contracts with 11 different entities who bring materials to the materials recycling facility, the MRF. And that doesn't even include ECUA customers, which is certainly a large bulk of that as well.
Right.
City of Pensacola provides about 8.2% of our overall volume this last year. So it's significant, but not a, huge fraction of our overall volume through the facility.
Well, I guess what I was thinking, and this is kind of, I don't understand it exactly, is if recycling is costing us money, and Pensacola is not recycling anymore, it seems like it might actually be a benefit to ECUA to not have to handle that? Or am I misunderstanding this? Or maybe they pay more for the service than it costs us to provide it.
Well, we although the big concern for our local customers certainly is how much their individual bills going up,
yeah.
I want to assure them that we've raised rates on outside entities as well. We want to be sure that they're paying their fair share.
Got it.
We don't want to have ECUA rates underwriting the cost of providing recycling services for folks outside our area. So their rates went up more than double. On average, anywhere from 25 to 45 was their previous tipping fee rate. Now it's going to be $60 next year to help offset those costs. And our biggest issue at the MRF really is contamination.
Right.
So the two sources of contamination that's the highest comes from the city of Pensacola and ECUA customers themselves inside Escambia County. So by raising these rates, we will have some folks that will stick with us and some that won't. We did lose the city of Fairhope, for instance, but they only provide about 3% by volume to our facility. So cleaning up the contamination rate will help us more than anything else. And we also have had a short list of additional cities and counties who've wanted to join us that we haven't allowed to because we've been pretty maxed out on capacity. So that'll actually allow some other new customers.
Okay, and you know, kind of reading the implications of this, if Pensacola, for example, is a high contaminant source, then you know, replacing them in part with other places where they might do a little bit better job of recycling might actually be beneficial. But that's interesting to know that you'd raise the rates on outside customers as well, significantly more because of the cost to it. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He is ECUA Executive Director. Hang on just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. And this brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Glasses. You can look sharp and shop smart. Visit America's Best for comprehensive eye exam. Plus two pairs of glasses starting at $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. That's americasbest.com. Watching a possible sinkhole, I guess, forming. As I understand, off Scenic Highway and Whisper Way. This is south of I-10. It's possibly forming in the state-owned parking lot, again, just south of the DQ. And I-10 eastbound, there's a slowdown after a crash this morning. It's between Pine Forest and Highway 29 and I-10 eastbound, but it's just three cars on the side of the road. It's the rubbernecking, as I understand, that's slowing things down. So careful there wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Bruce Woody, the Executive Director at the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, your ECUA here in Escambia County. Bruce, the city, obviously, they decided, but with a combination of contamination rates, the cost to them, inconvenience, put all that together, they decided to opt for just to stop doing recycling for now. Did your board ever seriously consider that as an alternative instead of raising rates?
Not really. I'm sure it was thrown out in brainstorming discussions. What are the entire range of options? But it was only mentioned in passing. It wasn't really seriously considered. We are committed to recycling.
And same thing for the opt-in versus everybody paying more across the board. Did you guys consider that?
There was a lot more discussion about that topic. In fact, the recommendation from staff was a little different version that provided a little bit of financial incentive for those folks who weren't interested in recycling to switch to a trash can. But the overwhelming concern of the board members was that we didn't want to punish or discourage those folks who are committed to recycling and are doing a very good job for us. So we're still spreading all of our recycling costs across our entire customer base, whether they're participating or not.
Very good. And I don't know if you've considered this or where this stands, but one of the comments the mayor made yesterday in talking about their recycling program ending is they basically now have 65 cans that, you know, they have nothing to do with them. And he's like, maybe on Facebook Marketplace, maybe, you know, at $65 a pop brand new, that's a substantial amount of money, you know, plus $1 million or so. Does ECUA have any use for those? Are you guys going to work out some kind of a deal there?
I haven't had that conversation yet. So,
okay.
I don't want to speak for the mayor and what his ideas are, so we're always open to discussions. So.
I got you. Very good. Last thing before we let you go is you've got we just want to make sure that people know that in the county, we're still recycling, but also in the county, there's been a change in the bulk waste collection that not everybody has yet adapted to, right?
That's correct. Remember, I mentioned that part of our rate recommendation originally was only 3.5% of that related to increased costs. because we're finding ways to be as efficient as we can. And one of those is that we were driving literally every route looking for bulk pickup on every waste day, and that is not at all efficient. So we're going back to a program we had before several years ago, where if you have a bulk waste pickup, we ask that you call our customer service number at 476-0480. And it's a simple, quick conversation. As long as you make that call before 2 p.m. the day before your regular pickup, we'll pick up your bulk waste at the curb. But we issue work orders for our staff to go to a specific location to pick it up rather than driving literally every route in town trying to look for bulk waste. So that makes us more efficient, less gas, less staff doing that particular service.
Still free, but you do have to schedule it. That's the big difference, and that's an important thing that, again,
exactly.
I think people,
exactly.
You know, habits are hard to change. I mean, they just are, and,
that's
you know,
true.
It was one habit for so long, and the word doesn't get out to everybody. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director at ECUA. As always, Bruce, thanks for the work you do to, you know, clean up the stuff in our lives that nobody else really wants to clean up. We appreciate the work. It's not the most pleasant, and that's why we appreciate that you do it, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
You bet. 651 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're 64, turning 65, you're going to switch the way your health insurance is provided because you're going to go through Medicare, right? You're going to switch over from the private insurance over onto Medicare. And if you're doing that, and, you know, I will be when I get to be 65, like a lot of people do, it can be a little bit uncertain because it's a change and you don't know, and people might be calling you and writing you letters and trying to pressure you and make you feel weird about it. Just that's the norm, okay? And I'm just telling you, it's very simple, and you can call my friend Ricky Stewart, and she'll answer all your questions. She'll explain supplement. She'll explain Advantage. She'll explain Medicaid and whether that's relevant and prescription drugs and all that. Just, she's great. I mean, genuinely great. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one slice of it. So if you are at that age and you want somebody who will walk you through the process very easily, Ricky Stewart Insurance, you can look her up online or give her a call at 341-2185.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Hey, dale,
average for a gallon of gas, $3.84. Florida average is $3.77. Mississippi is $3.31. California is $5.25. Always like to remind you what you don't have to pay in California. 542 east at the Walmart in Navarre, 542 west at the other Walmart in Navarre. 337 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy in Proper. You've got 359. That is at the Exxon. If you're in Milton, 338 at the Sefco, 337 at the Peabridge Murphy, 339 at the stations going through Pace on 9 Mile in Pensacola, 335 at the Walmart, 336 at the Walmart, well, the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like 345 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives, or should we say sinkholes on the fives?
This is bizarre, man, but also Pensacola. A possible sinkhole off of Scenic Highway in Whisper Way. This is south of I-10. The sinkhole, the possible sinkhole forming in the state-owned...
Alleged sinkhole.
The alleged sinkhole, right? It's been accused of being a sinkhole forming in the state-owned parking lot, the one that's just south of DQ, so be careful there. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. There was an accident, but it's been cleared up. There was three cars on the side of the road. It seems like rubbernecking is slowing it down, and one of those signs is saying, slow down, crash ahead, but it looks like it's just fine so far, and people are sending in things, but it's still backed up just a little bit slow in that area. And certainly, if you know different, if you had a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
By the way, speaking of Scenic, did you see that a woman died on Scenic yesterday? This is the third major accident on Scenic Highway in the last week.
Oh, my goodness.
And Scenic, I mean, you know, Scenic might seem a little bit unsafe because it's fast, and, you know, but...
Oh, sure.
I was just because I've been paying attention to the active transportation plan and where accidents happen. There's along the big stretch of Scenic, you know, from the bend at Cervantes and the apartment complex there, mm-hmm. all the way up to like, you know, I-10.
Right.
There's like one fatality in the last 5 years. Like, it never happens. And here we have had three major accidents shutting it down in the last week. None of them connected, apparently, but I'm telling you, if it's four, I start to wonder. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, that's absolutely
bizarre. Now, if you get down past the bend on Cervantes, accidents galore. People wind up dying there all the time. Like, I mean, not all the time, but, you know, it's much more common. But
oh, yeah, absolutely.
The long, windy, you know, that just doesn't really happen. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says impeachment inquiries into President Biden could be launched as soon as next month. McCarthy said that depends on whether the Biden administration turns over the documents that have been requested. The extent of those documents is not 100% clear at the moment. McCarthy mentioned bank statements and other financial documents possibly related to alleged bribes. A new income-based student loan repayment plan was announced yesterday. The Saving on Value Education Plan would allow more borrowers to qualify for $0 monthly payments. Under that plan, anybody making less than $32,800 a year or a family of four making less than $67,500 per year would have those $0 payments. And another former hit TV show may be making a return.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Is it Kelsey Grammer?
It is. Frasier making a comeback.
Good.
October 12th on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yes. We got that.
And, of course, like all rebooted shows that come back on streaming, it'll be 10-episode seasons.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
and they'll
okay.
all come out at once, most likely. Although they're doing more of the episodic release.
Back?
Yeah. All right, let's do a little future news, Candy. Who wins the debate tonight? Who has the best showing tonight?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Same.
You think? Yeah,
yeah,
I like
because
him.
I don't think a lot of people don't know who he is, and they'll be impressed by him.
He's a good talker, man.
Yeah, all right.
You think he and Chris Christie will fist fight?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.